Blog Talk Radio.
Of ages. We hide in him when the storm is out and about. I remember as a boy being in a storm shelter when it was forecast that a hurricane was coming. And we had a storm shelter, and in the storm shelter we had some chickens and we had some goats, and we just hid in that thing until the storm blew over. And then we would go outside, would wonder, and we would see trees toppled and the landscape torn up and fences blown away and a mess. But everyone who was in the storm shelter survived. And so it is with the Lord. He's our Rock of Ages. He's our storm shelter. Blessed be his name. And the greatest storm that we're all going to face is death. The day that death comes for you, for me, hide yourself in that Rock of Ages until his face we see. I'm gonna play that little portion. Here it is. Let's listen to it again. This is Tennessee Ernie Ford and the Jordaneers. Now, the journey completed is life. That's what they're referring to. When my journey is completed, when my life is coming to an end.
And there's no more work to do,
no work to do,
Indeed, indeed, indeed. Rock of Ages, our storm shelter. When the storm rages and is blowing everything apart and uprooting everything and destroying everything, there we are with the chickens and the goats and the cackling and the, you know, and we're all there sitting with our lanterns because it's dark. The power's gone out. Everything is out. And we're wondering, when is it going to be over? And then there's a calm, and it means we're in the eye of the storm. For a short while, there's a calm. Open the door, and you're able to see a little bit because it's dark. And then it starts up again, and you lock the door to the storm shelter, and it rages for a couple more hours. Then when there's that final calm, you come out. My goodness. My goodness. What the Lord saved us from. Blessed be his name. Well, we're here in Psalm 37, verse 3. Trust in the Lord. Are you doing that today? Are you doing that? Are you trusting in the Lord every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, every year, every decade? Are you trusting in the Lord? Never stop trusting in the Lord. And do good. Are you doing good? Are you busy? Are you out and about doing good? Are you out and about doing good? So shalt thou dwell in the land. Yes, indeed. God will keep you alive if you're out and about doing good. And verily, here's the last portion of the text. And verily, certainly, certainly, thou shalt be fed. Praise his wonderful name. Hallelujah. Thou shalt be fed. Let's look at the text. Heavenly Father, we come to you today with great anticipation that you've got everything under control. Our whole lives are before you from beginning to end. And Lord, you're in complete control of all events. Now, it may not seem that way, but all we know that the scripture tells us that all things work together for good for them that love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. We have no doubt that you are in complete control, that you are the sovereign Lord of the entire universe. Bless us, O God, today as we look at this last portion of the text, which is an additional promise to us, your people. Bless us, God. And we pray that if anyone right now is in a storm, that they may hide themselves in thee, in the Rock of Ages. Bless us, O God. Amen and amen. Trust in the Lord. And do good, and so shall you dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. A lot of the good that we do as Christians is feeding people, clothing people, housing people, caring for people. Think of all the good that George Mueller did for those orphans. Think of all the good that we find in the Bible. Think of all the good that we saw yesterday Dorcas doing. What did Dorcas do? Well, she took care of widows. She made clothes for them. She encouraged them. She fed them. What did the early church do? Well, it fed its poor. It did good. And this is why the church is still around today. The Lord cannot afford for the church to go under. Why? Because it's the only agency that really does any spiritual good. The United Nations does no good. There's a lot of corruption in the United Nations. There's a lot of politicking. And the United Nations, a lot of those vaccines that they give to people in those third world countries, many of those vaccines are given not to really help people, but to sterilize them. Think about Bill Gates and Melinda Gates, look at all the money they've given towards vaccines. But in fact, it's been discovered, it's been reported, it's a fact that those vaccines are sterilizations. So in the name of good, they've done evil. In the name of good. The only true agency capable of doing true good, lasting true good, eternal good, is the church. Trust in the Lord. Put your life in his hands. And then get busy serving him and doing good unto others. So shall you live a long life in the land. So shall you dwell in the earth. And verily, he shall feed you. He'll pay you. God will take care of you. God will support you. God will ensure that your needs are met. He will what? Feed you. He will feed you. Feed you on what, you say? Well, first of all, we feed on God's faithfulness. I can tell you I've been feeding on God's faithfulness even before I realized it, as a little boy, living among poor people, people who prayed. How was I fed? How was I raised? How was I reared? How was I clothed? How was I put? How was I given a roof over my head? How was there food in my belly? How did all these things come about? Oh, God is faithful. We fed on his faithfulness. He's omnipotent. He's all wise. He's all good. So shall thou be fed. Today, I want to take you into the Old Testament. And I want to give you a little story out of 1 Kings chapter 17. Well, it's a little story, but it's part of a bigger story, but it's a different section of a bigger story. And so let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 17, 1 Kings 17. And here you have the widow of Zarephath, the widow of Zarephath. Boy, she was struggling. She had no public assistance. There was no public assistance in those days. There was no food stamps. There was she was in dire financial straits. She was in trouble. Except that she served the living God. Are you in deep trouble today? Listen to me. Pause for a moment. Let's have a serious talk right now. Are you in deep financial trouble? Are your food bills too much for you to handle? Are you in deep trouble? Well, listen to me. If you're in deep trouble, don't worry. Why? Because your Heavenly Father has deeper pockets. You're in deep trouble, his pockets are deeper. The Bible says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The Bible says, all the gold and all the silver is the Lord's. The Bible says in another place that every cattle on every hill belongs to the Lord. It's all God's. All of it. So if you're in deep trouble, if you're in deep distress, don't worry. He's deeper. He's got deep pockets. And his arms, if you're in a big hole, if you're in a deep hold, his arms can reach down there and grab you and pull you right up. And I'm not speaking to you out of theory. I'm not sharing with you today out of some story in the Bible. I've lived it. I've lived what the widow of Zarephath has lived. So let's go there. We're going to 1 Kings chapter 17. We're starting in the middle of the chapter or at the 8th verse. And this text is going to illustrate the fact that if you do good, you got to first trust in the Lord, like the widow of Zarephath did. She trusted in the Lord. Secondly, she did good. Thirdly, because she did good, her and her son did not starve to death. Why? The Lord fed them. Again, Psalm 37, verse 3. Trust in the Lord, do good, so shall you dwell in the land. Verily, certainly, thou shall be fed. Why? Because the one who feeds you is faithful. He's a faithful God. So now, the story here that we want to look at is two parts. The first part is 1 Kings 17, 8 through 16, as it shows there in your outline. And the second part is 1 Kings 17, 17 through 24. So let's look at the first section of 1 Kings 17. We're going to start reading at verse 8, and we will culminate at verse 16. Thus beginneth the reading of God's holy word. 1 Kings 17, 8.
Then the word of the Lord came to him.
Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you.
So the prophet Elijah, who's in the midst of a heated battle against Ahab and Jezebel, is commanded by the Lord after the brook Cherith dries up and there's no more water supply. The word of the Lord comes to him and says, get into Zarephath. Go into enemy territory. Go to where Jezebel came from. Go to Jezebel's homeland. I have a widow there. She's mine. She has put her trust in me, and I've commanded her the same way I commanded the ravens to sustain thee, the same way I gave the order as the Lord of hosts for the ravens to drop food in the morning and in the evening. I have also commanded the widow woman to sustain thee, to nourish thee, to feed thee. So let's pick it up at verse number 10.
He arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, indeed a widow was there, gathering sticks. And he called to her,
please, bring me a little water in a cup, that I may drink.
And as she was going to get it, he called to her,
please, bring me a morsel of bread in your hand.
As the Lord your God lives, I do not have bread, only a handful of flour in a bin, and a little oil in a jar. And see, I am gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die.
Do not fear. Go and do as you have said, but make me a small cake from it first and bring it to me. And afterward, make some for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, then a flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry, until the day the Lord sends rain on the earth.
So she went away and did according to the word of Elijah. And she and he and her household ate for many days. The bin of flour was not used up, nor did the jar of oil run dry, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by Elijah.
So there you go. Trust in the Lord. The woman trusted in the Lord. She put her saving faith in the Lord first. Then Elijah comes and gives her a prophetic instruction. Okay, you have hardly no flour left. You have hardly no oil left. Prove it by making me a cake first. Feed me first, and you will see that your flour will never run out and your oil will not run out until this mess of a famine is over. So she obeyed. She trusted. And what did she do? She did good. And she fed the prophet. And the Bible says here in verse 15, so she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, And she and he and her house did eat many days. God fed her. Do good, feed others, and God will feed you, and ye shall live and not die. 37. Let's read it again. Psalm 37, verse 3. Trust in the Lord. And then what? Do good. So your first action is to put all your trust in him. Your first verb, trust. Move towards God and put all your trust in him. Your second action word, your second verb, do. Do exactly as he commands. And what will the end result be? You shall dwell in the land. You will not die. The woman trusted in the word of the Lord that came through the mouth of the prophet. She obeyed the command. Did the flour run out? No. Did the oil run out? No. Did she eat many days? Yes. For verily thou shall be fed. God will feed you. Don't worry about inflation. Don't worry about the food prices. Don't worry about the fact that you're living paycheck to paycheck. Don't worry about the fact that you can't make ends meet. Listen, God will make ends meet. You can't. You can't. But God will supplement you miraculously. Just do what? Trust in the Lord and do good. Don't let the economy, inflation, paralyze you. Go out and do good. Go out and be of service to others. Go out and help other people. Go out and offer yourself in the Lord as a servant. Do what you can, what people need right now, whatever it is. It could be shopping for some elderly person. It could be shoveling their snow. It could be cleaning their kitchen. It could be doing their laundry. Do good. Find something to do for somebody else. Make yourself available. Do good. And verily, thou shalt be fed. The woman did something good for Elijah, and God said to her, and verily thou shalt be fed. The Bible says she ate many days. While other people around her neighborhood were starving and dying, she ate in her house many days. Everyone under her roof ate many days. But the story doesn't end there. It doesn't end there. Now we want to read from verses 17 through verse 24, because now her house is visited by a calamity. There's a death in her family. Not a death of starvation, but a different kind of death. Let's read, starting at verse 17 all the way down to verse 24.
Now it happened after these things that the son of the woman who owned the house became sick. And his sickness was so serious that there was no breath left in him. So she said to Elijah,
Oh, Lord, what have I to do with you, O man of God? Have you come to me to bring my sin to remembrance and to kill my son?
Give me your son. So he took him out of her arms and carried him to the upper room where he was staying and laid him on his own bed. Then he cried out to the Lord,
Oh, Lord, my God, have you also brought tragedy on the widow with whom I lodge by killing her son?
And he stretched himself out on the child three times and cried out to the Lord,
Oh, Lord, my God, I pray, let this child's soul come back to him.
Then the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came back to him, and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down from the upper room into the house and gave him to his mother.
See, your son lives.
Now, by this, I know that you are a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in your mouth is the truth.
There you have it. The boy died. But what is the promise of Psalm 37, verse 3? Let's go back. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land. The boy died. They were going to put him in the ground. He wasn't going to dwell it. He wasn't going to be above ground anymore. He wasn't going to be in the land anymore. He was disappearing. Where was he disappearing? In the grave. But you see, the promise is, thou shalt dwell in the what? In the land. Give yourself to do good, and God will bless your family. And verily thou... See, when you look at 1 Kings 17, verses 8 through 24, it's in reverse. It's in reverse. Notice, it's in reverse because thou shalt stay in the land comes before you being fed. But in the story, the woman first fed Elijah, and then her boy was kept in the land. It's the same text, just in reverse. No matter what the order is, the promises remain. No matter what challenge comes first, the promise of the Lord remains. The text has four parts. One, trust in God. Two, do good. Three, you shall dwell in the land because God will ensure it, and verily thou shalt be fed because God shall ensure it. So the first two things belong to you, and the last two things belong to the Lord. He will keep you in the land, and he will feed you. So let me encourage you, saints, in 2023, do good. Do good. And trust in the Lord. And trust in the Lord and do good. Never stop trusting in the Lord. Never stop doing good. Because if you do both things, you shall dwell in the land and you shall be fed. Praise his wonderful name. I want to conclude this series by going back to Tennessee Ernie Ford and the Jordaniers. And I want to play this beautiful song in their album entitled, "We'll Soon Be Done with Troubles and Trials." We'll soon be done with troubles and trials. May the Lord richly bless you.
Some of these days I'm going home where no sorrows ever come.
We'll soon be done.
We'll soon be done with troubles and trials.
Troubles and trials.
Safe from heartache, pain, and care. We shall all that glory share.
And I'm going to sit down beside my Jesus. Lord, I'm going to sit down and rest a little while. We'll soon be done.
We'll soon be done with troubles and trials.
Troubles and trials in that home.
Yes, in that home on the other side.
On the other side. And I'm going to shake glad hands with the elders, Lord, and tell my kindred good morning. Then I'm going to sit down beside my Jesus. Lord, I'm going to sit down and rest a little while. Shall see, we'll soon be done.
We'll soon be done with troubles and trials.
Troubles and trials. 'Tis a home of life so fair,
and we'll all.
beside my Jesus.
Lord, I'm gonna sit down and rest a little while. We'll soon be done.
We'll soon be done with troubles and trials.
Troubles and trials in that hole.
Yes, in that hole on the other side.
On the other side. And I'm gonna shake that hand with the elders, Lord, and tell my kinders good morning. Then I'm gonna sit down beside my Jesus. Lord, I'm gonna sit down and rest a little while.
Beside my Jesus,
Lord, I'm gonna sit down and rest a little while.